Good morning, y'all. My name is Zach. I am with the, well, I'm now in dance. I was in HES. We're kind of in a transition. So I'm in the dance HES department. Thank y'all so much for joining Mindful Mondays. Autumn and I have been really enjoying leading these. And always, if you have recommendations or requests for certain types of classes or things you'd like to see or do, please email us, reach out to us. We'd love that kind of feedback because this is for y'all. So yeah, we want to make sure it's something that you're enjoying. So with this week, something that I'm working on personally, I always like to give some type of little meditation, usually kind of throughout my weeks. I teach yoga all week long. And so I always have something that I'm trying to meditate on or think on. And for me personally, this week, I'm working on healthy detachment. Where are some places in my life that I can just let go of things, or I need to let go of things? They've been doing construction in my backyard for 2 years. They're building an apartment complex right in my backyard. So my anger is something that I can let go of. My frustration at, 7 a.m. and my whole home is shaking, me being woken up. That's something I'm working on, is where can I just practice a little bit of attachment, a little bit of letting go? You know, my ego wants to be upset, or my ego wants to have this argument or this conversation. And where can I just recognize that I don't need that? I can let it go and be happier because of it. I don't like to totally detach and just ignore problems, but where are some things that is just not helping? The struggle is just not worth the effort. That's what I'm working on this week. I don't know, maybe if that'll resonate for any of y'all. But what I wanted to do, I'm going to start with a little bit of chair yoga this morning, and then we'll do a slight little meditation. Yeah, Aaron, you get that one too. I appreciate the understanding on that. But yeah, what I wanted to start with this morning was just a little bit of self-massage, because I woke up this morning and my neck is just killing me. I don't know if y'all get that spot like right on the shoulder where things start to hurt, but that just really is killing me this morning. And I've been a massage therapist for 9 years, so I always like to do a little bit of self-massage. Well, Aaron, we have the same last name, so maybe we are the same person. So for me, mine's on my little left side right here. So there's this muscle that runs along the side of your neck and goes from your head to your collarbone, and you can kind of see it standing out right there. And I'm just going to use my index finger and thumb, and I'm just going to try to grab it. And you can see kind of as I grab it, I can strum it, and ooh, that feels really good. This muscle pulls your head forward. And so if we can get in there and, I'll kind of turn my head and tilt it down so I can grab that muscle. I'm not just going for skin. I want to get that muscle under there. Ooh, yeah. And it might kind of vibrate a little bit. You might feel it strum, but opening up that muscle releases so much tension from your neck and your back. And you might find a spot and just kind of squeeze that little spot between your index finger and thumb. And you maybe go up a little bit higher. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to do both sides of these, but I'm just kind of working that muscle all the way down to the collarbone, all the way down to that attachment, kind of right beside the throat. And especially for me, when I push right into that joint, I just feel it right back there. So you can do that other side too. So kind of bend and tilt the head down. So I'm turning my head to the left while I grab the right muscle. And again, this one I can tell, it does not feel as bad. It's not giving me any kind of extra sensations. It's just feels good and healthy. It's that other side that's bothering me. This is one that I do almost every day, just to help release that tension around the neck. And then another good spot, so those feel good. Another good spot is just right in the center of the chest. So to find this one, I just go from my collarbone, right? So there's my whole collarbone. I just find the middle point of it and then go down 4 fingers. I know that's kind of tricky. So middle of the collarbone, right there in the middle, and then down 4 fingers. And right in that spot, just kind of use your index finger and middle finger, just kind of the pads of it, and just start to press and make some circles right into there. And ooh, that's going to go to your shoulder blade. And for me, this muscle right here, for all of us, it pulls our shoulder blade forward. And so when we open this muscle up, it kind of lets that tension release and lets the shoulder reset. So I'll just kind of do some circles right in there. You'll find that spot. You see me kind of wincing a little bit. Oh. And then I'm going to travel all the way up to the scapula. Yeah, Emily, I hope you like that one. I love, it's called the SCM, the sternocleidomastoid. It's a cool muscle massage. And yeah, right there's my spot. You can do this on both sides, but I'm just going to spend another couple of breaths here. Breathing nice and deep, maybe shake it a little bit. Circles and kind of shaking always work really well for me. The self-massage puts you to sleep. I get that. Nothing wrong with that. If you need a little nap at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning, we are not here to stop you. Again, so it's middle of the collarbone and then four fingers down. And it's kind of, that's the general spot. And so you just kind of go in there. You can, again, shake it. You can do some circles. We don't want to push so hard that we're bruising ourselves, but enough that you, you know, feel that engagement in the muscle. And you can even kind of pull under the collarbone. I know, unfortunately, we can't actually take naps on. Well, you know, I'm not going to say you can't take a nap on 9 a.m. on Monday. If you, that's what you want to do with your mindful Monday, you can mute me and turn off your camera, and I'll see you next week. Okay. Oh, that feels better already. All right. So I'm going to move my chair back a little bit just so y'all can kind of see full body. And we're going to move through a little chair yoga sequence. This is pretty easy. We're going to be seated pretty much the whole time and just move through a couple soft postures. So I wanted to start with just some neck movement. So we're going to start with some neck flexion. So I'm just going to bring my chin to my chest. Breathe here, feeling that stretch across the back of the neck, the back of the head. Thinking about just letting my head get heavy. And then you can bring it back, lifting the chin, letting the head fall back. See if you can let those muscles along the base of the skull start to soften. And then keeping your head back, you can just start to roll your left ear to your left shoulder. Pause there. Deep breath. And as you exhale, let your chin fall to your chest. Swing it over so the right ear comes to the right shoulder and hold it there. And deep breath here. And then with your exhale, let your head fall back into that extension again. Pausing there. And we go the other way. With your exhale, right ear to right shoulder. Let your chin fall to your chest. As you circle your left ear to your left shoulder. And then drop it back again. And then we'll do one more of those a little faster this time. Left ear to left shoulder, chin to chest, right ear to right shoulder, head falls back. And then right ear to right shoulder, chin to chest, left ear to shoulder, and let your head fall back. And then come into a neutral spine. If you want to do just a couple of kind of upright circles, you can. And then we're going to bring your, actually do right side. You can bring your right hand just to the underside of your chair, kind of slip it and hold under the chair. And you're going to lean your head towards your ear. So what I'm doing is I'm holding my shoulder down rather than letting the shoulder lift. I'm anchoring the shoulder down as I lean my head, and it gets you a nice extra little stretch through this shoulder girdle. And with this one, you can play with either lifting the chin or letting your chin drop. And it'll just change where you feel that stretch. It'll let you get a couple of spots a little differently. Personally, I just like ear straight to the shoulder. You release that. We'll go to the other side. So I just hold the chair, anchor the shoulder down, and then let my head lean to the opposite side. And always just deep breaths where you feel this the most, adjusting kind of the angle of your head and your chin if you need to. One more deep breath here. And then bring your head back up to center. Okay, we're going to do a couple of just nice, good arm extensions. So as you inhale, you can take your arms up nice and straight, reach to the fingertips, then bring the palms together and draw it down. Good. So actually for this one, just so you know, my feet are hip distance apart and I have my feet flat on the floor so I can just feel nice and grounded. So again, as I inhale, I'm going to stretch up, really reach from the shoulders through the fingertips, exhale, draw it down. Two more, inhaling up. Exhale, draw it in. Inhale, deep breath up. Exhale, draw it in. I'm going to do one more of those. Inhale it up. Exhale, pull it down. Good. do some cat cows from here. So I'm going to turn to the side just so you can see what the spine shape looks like, but y'all can keep facing straight ahead. So for the cat cows, I'm going to bring my hands to my knees, and I'm going to start to round back. And I just realized my dark shirt, you can't see anything. Okay, there we go. So I'm going to round my chest, round my spine, and then holding onto my knees, I'm going to start to pull myself forward and then sit all the way up and arch my back. I'm trying to let this action start at the tailbone, start at the base of my spine. And I lean back, hug the belly in, let the ribs and the chest reach back and get that nice stretch to the spine. And again, pulling the knees. I'm moving my low back in and up, and I start to move into this nice big extension. For this one, I'm not letting my head fall back. I'm keeping my chin down and just pulling my throat back. Good, one more round. Exhaling to curl and round. Good, pause there and breathe into your back body. Create some space, nice expansion. And then as you're ready, start to sit back forward. There's that extension. Rolling forward on your hips, opening the chest, pulling your shoulders and your throat back. Let's come back into a neutral spine. So we're going to do a little side bend into a twist with this one. Okay, so I'm going to take my left hand to the right side of my chair. So I'm just going to cross over. Okay, so I'm grabbing the right side of my chair with my left hand. My right arm goes up. And I lean to the left. You only have to lean as much as you need to. Okay, so that's right about there. I'm already feeling the stretch in my side body. Okay, if I want to go a little more, I might go a little more. I'm going to inhale and come upright. Keep holding this side of your chair. Just start to twist. You're going to bring your right arm to the back. Okay, so I have my right arm holding the back of my right chair, and I can use that to push into and twist myself open. If it doesn't feel good to hold the chair, you can bring your hand to your knee rather than holding the seat, whatever works better for you. But again, with twisting, we tend to let our head get pulled forward. So try to think about drawing the throat back, reach long through your spine, stretch to the crown of your head. One more full breath here, exhaling to go a little deeper. And inhale to unwind, back to center. Good. You notice I keep kind of giving that cue about drawing the head back. Your heads get heavy. And if they get pulled forward, it puts so much pressure in our upper back. So learning to kind of hold the throat back and strengthen these muscles really helps. So now we'll do the other side. So right hand grabs the left side of the chair. And this one's a little bit tighter for me. I have to twist a little more to be able to grab the seat. I'm going to go inhaling the left arm up. Exhale to lean. So I'm not twisting away. Well, I can twist away a little bit, but at first it's just a lean, stretching through those fingers. And then if you want to, you might rotate your chest over towards the right a little. And then with your inhale, you come up and start to go for the twist. You're going to bring your arm to the back of your chair, push into the back of the seat to help get that rotation in the spine. It's really easy. Like our head can turn pretty easily, as long as you didn't sleep bad last night. We can turn our head pretty easily, but the chest and the low back, they really require a little bit more effort to get that twist. So sorry, you can see my cat. So you can try to make sure you're not just turning your head, you're actually getting that rotation in your chest. Ooh, that feels good. And then inhale to unwind, back to center. I might have to shake it out a little bit. Roll it out slightly. All right. Going into a nice little forward fold from here. So within our seat, you can take your feet a little bit wider than hip distance so you have some space. My feet are just pointing straight ahead. I'm going to take a deep breath in. As I exhale, I'm just going to fold in between my legs. You may lose me. Okay, now you can still see. Great. And I'm just working to fold here, bring my hands to the floor, or can let them rest on the thighs or the feet. You can either stay in the fold, or as you inhale, you can reach your heart forward. I'm not really coming up. I'm just working to stretch my spine straight, and then exhale to fold it in. You can do that a couple of times if you want to, inhaling halfway. And exhaling to fold in. I kind of like the fold in here. It may be uncomfortable in the belly, but that's okay. Yoga, we're okay to be a little uncomfortable. It's compressing those contents of the intestines, helping with digestion, helping move things through. So as long as it's not a sharp, sharp pain, we're okay with a little compression. And then you can walk your hands in, rise up. So for this one, again, you can stay facing forward. I'm just going to turn to the side so you can see what I'm doing. Okay. So in your seat, scoot to the very edge of it. Okay. So come right to the front edge of your chair so that you're kind of, your legs are sitting off of it nice and long. I'm going to stretch my right leg straight. So I'm just fully extending my right leg. And then I'm going to start to fold over this leg, reaching for the toes. As you do this, you should get a nice hamstring stretch through this back leg. We're doing these one side at a time. You can do both, but we're just going to do a nice little 1 foot at a time. What happens with forward folds is people tend to, again, let the head drop. So you can keep looking down. You don't have to look up towards me, but you can look down. But just think about drawing your throat back so your head's in line with your spine. And bring your heart to your knee. Think about your chest to your knee or your chest to your thigh, not your head to your knee. Rise up and we'll switch sides. Then extend the other leg. I'm gonna twist this way. You might have a better view. Just an out leg straight. Deep breath, sit up nice and tall and exhale. I'm hinging at the hips to fold. And as soon as I do that, I mean, I can go right there and I can feel a hamstring stretch. And part of that is because I'm not rounding in my chest. I'm still sitting up nice and tall, and I'm thinking my heart coming down towards my thigh and my knee. One more breath here. You can start to press yourself up, come back upright. Nice job. Okay. So for this next one, you can come again, stay at the edge of your seat. You're just going to hug your right knee in towards your chest. So just grabbing the front of the shin, you can hug that in and try to sit up nice and tall. And then you can do some ankle circles. So I'm just rotating my foot one way about 5 or 6 times. Then the other way. Then I'm going to grab behind the leg I'm holding behind my thigh with my hands kind of interlacing my fingers. And I'm going to start to press my leg straight. I won't point my foot right at y'all. I'll take it off to the side a little bit. But I'm holding behind the leg and I'm just starting to press into it. I'm just seeing how much can I lift this. If you're really flexible, you might grab the calf. You might go for that instead. But there's no reason to if you don't need to. I can just hold it there. Like starting to shake a little bit, that's okay. And now we can see, okay, can we do it with no hands? So I'm sitting up nice and tall. I'm keeping the leg muscles engaged, letting go of the hands, spread the toes. Oh, okay, bring it down. Oh, a little shake, shake, shake if you need to. We'll go to the other side. So hugging the knee in. This again, sitting up tall. I don't want to round while I do this. I want to sit up and then do those ankle circles, again, 5 or 6 times, both directions, get some good popping and cracking. The sounds are okay, as long as it doesn't hurt, as long as the sounds aren't hurting you, the sounds of your joints popping and creaking are totally fine, they're normal. And then hold behind the leg. I have to straighten that one. Just seeing what kind of lift you can get there while sitting upright, right? As you try to lift your leg, you might round. If that's the case, bring it a little lower and try to sit upright a little more. Okay, here we go. Engage those muscles, hold that leg strong. See if you can let go of it. Spread the toes, one more breath, and bring it down. Nice, good job, good job. Shake that out if you need to. All right, I'm gonna come back to the center seat. This time you're gonna take your legs really wide. You're gonna do a nice wide-legged seat. And then I'm gonna bring one arm, I'm gonna bring my left arm to the inside of my left knee, and I'm gonna push them into each other to help me twist open. So instead of letting this shoulder and my chest fall down, I'm pushing this arm and leg into each other and rotating myself open, maybe adding that arm up if you want to, the other arm up. If you can, you go into a little bit deeper. So you're working your shoulder in towards your knee now.
We're going to exhale, fold to the floor. Keep it low as you go to the other side. So again, shoulder is working into the inner knee. You push the arm and the leg into each other to help you twist open. You might have to come up a little bit higher to start. You should be getting a nice stretch to the side body, maybe into the hips and inner thighs just a little bit. Exhale, bring that down. Nice. Use your hands to press yourself up. Okay, we're going to do a couple of, it's going to sound oxymoronic, but some seated standing poses. Okay, so for these, we have to turn to the side. Okay, so you can just turn to face, just turn to the right. You can turn to face toward your right, and you're going to scoot yourself off so that your left leg and your left glute are hanging off the seat. Okay, they're not actually being supported. My right thigh is fully on the chair, and I'm going to take my left leg back. Okay, I'm 6'4", I'm a little big in my space. Good. So I can have my thigh right here on my...
Sorry, Siri is trying to teach the class for me.
Okay, there we go. So I'm sitting with my right leg on the chair. I'm going to take my left leg back behind me, and I'm going to bring that foot to the floor. Okay, so my whole right thigh and my right hip are being supported by the chair. I have no kind of weight in my legs, and this just lets us hold this pose here. Okay, I've got my foot under my knee, so I'm at a 90-degree angle there. This back leg, I'm working it nice and straight. Can't quite see it, but I have my heel flat on the floor. You can stay here. If you want to stretch your arms out, stretch your arms out. This is warrior two, pose. And again, you can just let the weight of that front leg settle into the chair. Or if you want to try being a little more engaged, you can lift yourself up and actually bring the weight into your legs. But Monday, I already did some little gym time this morning. I'm going to use my chair. Right, if you want to revolve, you can bring it down. You don't have to do this one. It's going to add a little something different to the stretch. And then we come upright. Bring your forearm to your thigh and stretch your arm alongside your ear for side angle. You can stay here, or if you want to, start to bring that hand towards the floor. And you're opening your chest to the sky, trying to look to the sky. And then use your hands to press yourself up. Bring that back leg in and spin to the other side. Spin to face this way. Adjust myself. Again, left thigh is on the seat, kind of being fully supported and fully held. Bring that foot up to a 90, and I bring my back heel to the floor. So again, my weight is nice and stable in the chair. I don't feel uneven or wobbly. I might take the arms out. And again, if you want, you can try lifting up, holding yourself upright in this one. Or let the chair hold you as you go for your revolve warrior. And that side angle pose, forearm to thigh. Right arm alongside the ear, maybe bring your left hand towards the floor. Got a wall right there I can push into, so I can actually push into that wall to help me spin open even more. And then you fold down to touch the floor, bring your back leg in, and spin to the front one more time. All right, just a couple more poses here to round this out. Seated figure four, you can cross your right ankle over your left knee. I like to just hold onto that front shin and sit up nice and tall. And exhale, you can fold in. So there are two variations on this pose. You can either kind of stay in this one, either, you know, upright and folding forward. Or if this is pretty easy for you, if you feel nice, you should be getting a good stretch kind of through top hip, this right hip. If you want more stretch, you scoop your shin and you sit up and you bring your shin with you. This is called a baby cradle. So I'm kind of holding it like a baby. And it just increases the stretch sensation in that front hip. And then you can bring your leg back down. We're going to cross the knees. So you're sitting in a cross-legged position. Your left hand to the outside of the right leg, right arm to the back of the chair, and you push to twist. Again, my right leg is on top. I'm twisting to the right and using my left hand to provide some resistance for that twist. And then we inhale to unwind, uncross the legs, and go for the other side. Left ankle over the right knee. We sit up nice and tall. Stay there. We might fold in. That feels pretty good on this side. So the sides aren't equal. On one, you might like a deeper or softer variation. On the other side, you might need something different. Just listen to whatever your body needs, what it's looking for. Again, detaching from that idea that we're robots and we should be able to act and perform the same way every day. That is not our reality. We can detach from that expectation of ourselves. And then I release the leg, but the knees cross, right hand to the left thigh, left hand behind the chair, deep inhale, exhale to twist. And you can push into your arm and your leg to help get that rotation. Then we inhale to unwind, back to center. Oh, good. You can get a little shake, a little wiggle, get everything out. Okay. So we just have 2 minutes left. That was kind of the end of our chair yoga. Hopefully y'all like some chair yoga. With these last couple of minutes, really what I wanted to do was just do what we call, it's a type of meditation that is called a color meditation. So essentially we're just going to be sitting here just for a minute or so. And I want you to imagine around you, just a pool of color. My brain tends to go to like sapphire, emerald colors, deep blues and greens. Those are very calming, very soothing for me. The heart chakra is a green color. So that's always very nice and reminds me of just love and warmth and support. So just imagining some type of color around you. And at each inhale, we're going to breathe that color into us. And as we breathe it in, it fills us up. And as we exhale, it might drain out a little. And then we breathe it in and we're trying to fill ourselves up. Okay, so you can take a comfortable seat. I have my feet flat. My hands are resting on my thighs. I'm leaning back against my chair, so I'm totally supported. Start to close your eyes. And just do a couple of deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. With each exhale, can you feel your legs making more contact with your chair, your back settling up against your seat a little more? Just all those places that are making contact with something else, letting them settle, letting them rest into that support. And as you start to breathe, start to imagine that color around you. What does the pool of color around you look like? What does it feel like? And with each inhale, can you draw it in from the soles of your feet all the way to the crown of your head? Each inhale, the color fills you up a little more. You draw more of it into you. The exhale, some of it might drain out, but not all. But as we do our next breath in, it fills us up even more. Until every cell, every inch of you is shining with this color, this vibration that you're pulling in. Hopefully you can start to open your eyes nice and easy. Come back in and okay, it's right at 9:30, 9:31. So thank you all so much. This was a lovely morning. Great way to start my Monday, start my week. Hope you have a great time. Autumn will be here next week and we basically just alternate for the rest of the semester. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it. Like I said, feel free to email us if there's anything that you want to request or want to do specifically. We're happy to work that in for y'all. Yeah. Have a good one. See y'all.